And good evening. A happy Saturday evening to you right here on the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg right here on Siouxland Public Media. And we actually have a third B in the studio with us, Dave Bernstein, the co-founder of Saturday in the Park. Saturday in the Park is a week from tonight, so get ready for that. We're gonna unleash the music from Saturday in the Park. It'll be, almost be like being there.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Dave.
Howdy.
What's going on with the festival this year? How are we doing?
Well, right in the throes of it right now. You know, 1 week to go, and a week from now it'll be a lot different. Just, you know, final details. Always easier when it's upon us than talking about it for, you know, and planning for months and months and months. That's more aggravating than once you're starting to build things and stuff's coming together.
It took a while for that this year, though, right?
Yeah, the booking took a while, and you know, different this year, for sure. It took us a while. We made offers on, you know, there was probably every bit of 10 folks that we'd offered on. Thorogood confirmed earlier in the process, and Flo Rida in the end. Conbrio and Michigan Rattlers we had confirmed pretty early as well, but not enough to fully announce a lineup, and we just struggled. Just, you know, partly the date and who was taking off and around that time. And some of it was Europe. Some of it was who was playing down at Council Bluffs that at Stir Cove that had radius clauses. So, you know, it was just a different year.
How'd you come up with the lineup? I mean, you must have something in your mind to begin with.
There's something in my mind. I'm not really too sure what it is.
The day after last year, after that starts, right?
Yeah, but you know, the truth is that there's a lot of good ideas out there for bands that would be great at Saturday in the Park, but a lot of it's who's attainable, meaning not only financially, but also routing wise, which is the biggest thing. You know, who's not playing Stir Cove 3 weeks later, or who just happens to be going to Summerfest, you know, 2 days before our event, or a day before our event, or a day after. So it's well beyond like, here's a list of great ideas of great bands.
Oh yeah, everybody.
If that's all it was, I mean, it would be easy. So that's what we ran into this year. People don't really buy tickets in the U.S. around July 4th because they have family and vacations and everything. So a lot of artists who were touring decided to either take a break. If you look online, you see a lot of artists taking
off. On July 4th?
Well, they take off from about the 29th or 30th of June. This, you know, like today might be their last show.
Sure.
Tomorrow. And then they'll come back around the 10th, 11th, 12th of July. And they're going to take that whole window off, let their band and everybody, you know, have a week, week and a half, 2 weeks off. Or they go to Europe. A lot of U.S.-based bands are touring in Europe over.
Well, you know, Johnny, how much people want to play 4th of July or not. I mean, you must have done a lot of that stuff.
Well, there's everyone, you usually do find a gig on the 4th. But it's one of those days, you know, it's kind of it could be kind of hit or miss. I mean, there's been days like New Year's. I mean, it's a good day to play, but there's not. It's already a party going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you need a band? Yeah, or something like that. I mean,
it's all a function of, can you sell tickets to this?
Yeah, and I think New Year's is a great
example.
It's
an event in itself, you know.
Yeah, New Year's is a great example. You know, New Year's, it's either a soft ticket or no ticket event. Those are huge. Mm-hmm. But if you do, you know, a full blown, you know, Rolling Stones on New Year's Eve for $250 a ticket,
right?
It's not going to sell necessarily as many tickets as it would if it was just a random Saturday. So
we have
that can vary, yeah.
Huh?
That can vary.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, it is a holiday, but it's celebrated anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. Yeah.
This is the 29th year.
29th, yeah.
What are you planning for next year already?
We're already talking about next year for sure, because we just don't want to run into the grind that we had this year. But we'll see. It's going to be on July 4th and a Saturday in our 30th anniversary. So, you know, we'll try pretty hard to make it special.
So well, this makes sense. Go ahead.
That makes sense.
And it came from the Chicago song, correct?
Not really. Actually,
well, tell us how the whole came thing up was, with Saturday the in
the whole
park.
Thing was an accident. We used to hang out at Granby Park drinking beers when we were in high school and thinking, man, you know, nothing goes on up here because we never saw any of the shows, like the concerts that went on up there. And so all we knew about was the municipal band, and I have a lot of respect for the municipal band, but at the time I was pretty not interested in the municipal band, especially in October when we're looking for somewhere to drink beers. We say, oh, man, Crosby, Stills, and Nash up here. That'd be so cool. So when I moved back and Adam Figus moved back and Tom Gruskin was living here, we all kept talking, and I'd been involved with an event in Chicago called Armadillo Day for a few years in Evanston. At Northwestern, and it was free and drew about 10,000 people, and it was pretty easy because it was free, and we were always hung up on fencing and selling tickets and all that. So, you know, we just had this idea, let's just try it. We'll raise some sponsorships and like we did at Armadillo Day, and if we raise enough sponsorships, then we can get some radio and TV sponsors, and then we'll sell some sponsorships to some people, Chesterman being the main one for Coca-Cola. And then if we do that, then we'll book some bands and put up some posters and make some T-shirts. And
it's just like an Andy Hardy movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's put on a show.
Let's put on a show. And
absolutely.
We did.
Absolutely. And you did. And,
we didn't know what we were doing.
No.
Zero idea.
That's why it worked.
Oh, man. I mean, we had no.
We didn't either when we used to come up there, you know.
Oh, man. I mean, nothing. We had no idea. We went to get a liquor license, beer license at City Hall, and I remember two or three city staff members, older guys at the time, were talking about what we wanted to do right in front of us because we were, I think I was 23 or 24 at the time, and Adam was 25. And thank God Joanne Gruskin was on city council and championed our cause significantly, but they were talking right in front of us, like, what do these guys think? They're going to sell beer in a park. And they gave us the beer license somehow, and but we've
been drinking beer in the park ever since.
Yeah, literally, and we had no idea, none. I think we ran $25,000 over budget, and somehow in the end kept like netted $10,000, and it was a nonprofit, so it stayed in the nonprofit. It's been a 501c3.
Was insurance easier back then? The DRAM? Did they have DRAM?
Yeah,
but not.
Actually, it wasn't easier, yeah. But we figured it out with the help of Henry Tiger. And later on, I started going to some of these festival conferences for a couple years, and there were carriers specific to festivals that could do the whole thing holistically. So ultimately, we moved to just buying festival insurance, which includes DRAM and spectator liability and everything. So
very cool. Yeah. Well, we've got George Thorogood, as we mentioned, the headliner for the festival this year, and a number of other really good groups, the Michigan Rattlers,
yep,
and Conbrio, and Liz Phair. So we're going to play a little music.
Awesome.
Okay? And you can remind yourselves what you're going to be hearing a week from tonight.
Tell you a story about the house rent blue. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady I done lost my job. She said that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady. I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day I don't know. So she let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love a dove. I come home one particular evening. The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no. Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent.
She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today, you were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired. I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me. Long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come out and have a rent, and out the door I went. So I go down the street, down to my good friend's house. I said, look, man, I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple days? He said, let me go and ask my wife. He come out of the house, I could see his face. I know there was no. He said, I don't know, man. She kind of funny, you know. I said, I know. Everybody funny. Now you funny too. So I go back home. I tell the landlady, I got a job. I'm gonna pay the rent. She said, yeah. I said, oh yeah. And then she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. So I go in my room, pack up my things, and I go. I slip on out the back door. Down the streets I go. She hollering about the front rent. She'll be lucky to get in the back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So I stop in a local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar. I rent my coat. I call a bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. You got down there. So what you want? I want bourbon. Since I don't know when, I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. But I'm sitting now at the bar. I'm getting drunk. I'm feeling mellow. I'm drinking bourbon. I'm drinking scotch. I'm drinking beer. Look at the bar. They call the bartender. I said, look, mad. Come down here. So what you want? No one bourbon, no one scotch, no one beer. No, I ain't seen my baby since the night before last. Gotta get a drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot. We'll be right back.
time. I'm plenty high. You know when your mouth is getting dry, you're plenty high. I look down the bar, I see to my bartender. I said, look mad, come down here. You got down there, so what you want this time? I said, look mad, what time is it? He said, the clock on the wall said 3 o'clock. A last call for alcohol. So what you need? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Oh, I ain't seen my baby since a night on a week. Gotta get drunk, man, so I can't even speak. Gonna get high, man, listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack, you better make it three. Gonna get drunk, I'm gonna make it real clear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Well, the sun is beating down the blacktop, my hands are aching, my head is falling off. And I can't seem to sleep past night, crying eyes over wasted time. And the older I get, the more I see, if you walk out the door, there's no re-entry. So where do I stay and when do I go? These are the questions I really want to know. So now I'm burning down the avenue at 100 miles an hour. Oh, I'm burning down the avenue and I'm scared I ain't got much longer with you. Then back to the place where I grew up, with stacks of books and the TV volume up. Now I always dreamt of a bigger place, now I'm wondering where I wanted to escape this. Cause my old dog ain't here no more, sitting on the shelf with the ones that came before him. Yes, and I just sit down and watch a film with me. I need you here desperately. And now I'm burning down the avenue at 100 miles an hour. Oh, I'm burning down the avenue. Now I'm scared I ain't got much longer. Oh, I'm scared I ain't got much longer. Then will I close my eyes and I see everything? See an old used car and a broken bike in an overgrown yard. I see my friends walking through the fields to the evergreens, where we drink too much and cry about everything. And now I'm burning down the avenue at 100 miles an hour. Oh, I'm burning down the avenue, and I'm scared I ain't got much longer. Oh, I'm scared I ain't got much longer with you.
Siouxland Public Media, the B-sides, Blumberg and Bolin and Bernstein, a week before
the Killer, the Killer Bees.
The Killer Bees, exactly correct. Now, those were the Michigan Rattlers from their album Evergreen. And before that, we heard, of course, George Thorogood. He needs really no introduction. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer from his first album. They were known as George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers, and they are from Wilmington. Tell me a little bit about how you found out about the Michigan Rattlers.
So I ended up at a venue called Codfish Hollow, which is outside, a little bit north of the Quad Cities, northwest of the Quad Cities. And it's an old hoop barn out there, and they have a lot of great shows. It's on this farm. You park, you get on a hay wagon and ride over to the venue, and Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats was playing a show there in early October. It was cold and rainy. And
who in the Night Sweats?
Nathaniel Rateliff, who's a great guy. Somewhere we'd love to get. And so I went out, and it was there about 3 o'clock. It was killing time, and it was raining, so I was in the barn, and these guys came on, and I caught their whole set. Maybe there was 100 people in there, and I just was blown away by them. They're live a bit more up-tempo than what we just heard there, but beautiful stuff, great songwriting, and really great up-tempo, cool stuff. They just opened for two nights in Detroit on the final Bob Seger tour. They were called to open. That for Seeger, being from Michigan and everything, and they're kind of on the rise, and just a great band live, really good.
So after they are on the stage, comes Con Brio,
correct?
And tell us a little bit about them, because they're kind of a real eclectic mix.
Yeah, they Con Brio was a band that 2 or 3 years ago we had on the Abe stage. It was one of those scenarios where one of the headliners we booked, can't remember what agency it was, but they always have a stable of great up-and-coming artists, and they called and said, hey, would you have a spot to put this great new up-and-coming artist, Con Brio, that we have on, and we did. And the Abe guys, you know, were calling and texting me within seconds of them going on, saying, you got to get up here. And it's almost like watching like a young James Brown kind of scenario. They were just great, super high energy. You know, people have always been talking about them in relation to the Abe stage ever since. So we jumped them over. I think we tried to book them last year and it didn't work out. So this year we booked these guys early and putting them on the main stage.
They have a couple, 3 albums out too.
Yeah. Yeah. They're, 5-6 years into it, San Francisco band, pretty wild and really good. So they're going to be a great addition for us.
You're listening to Siouxland Public Media, the B-sides with Bolin and Blumberg, and Dave Bernstein with us as we count down the hours before Saturday in the Park, July 6th. Here's Con Brio, Lift Off.
Yeah.
Liftoff, Cambrillo, here on Siouxland Public Media, the B-Sides with Blumberg, Bolin, and Dave Bernstein, co-founder of Saturday in the Park, a week away. So they're going to be third from the top as far as...
Actually, right in the middle.
Right in the middle?
Right in the middle. Fourth from the top, fourth from the bottom.
Oh, okay.
About
who's playing before Michigan Rattlers?
Michigan Rattlers before those guys will open with Phil Clays and Mick doing the national anthem and then right into Premium Draft and then local band and then Ben Grillet and the Black Bloods and then Michigan Rattlers.
Ben Grillet and the Black Bloods. Tell me a little bit about that.
Local guys. I saw Ben, honestly, for the first time in the fall. And he actually played... I saw him at a songwriter thing at the Hard Rock, actually, it turns out. And then he played a solo thing with Spencer Aspleaf. And they were great. And I've seen some video of his band. So, you know, I texted Ben and hit him on Facebook or whatever. It was, hey, what are you doing July 6th? And he said...
Yeah, he's been playing around quite a bit, really, in different kind of projects. And his dad's a real good singer. They're all really talented family.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's cool. There's a lot of that around, I think, as much as there's ever been. Yeah. Great local music scene of a lot of different genres. It's really good to see.
Now, Liz Phair, she is the second headliner. She's going to be right before George Thorogood, correct?
Correct. Yeah, right. She'll play in that 5
Liz Phair's been around for a while. She put out Exile from Guyville. How long ago?
Forever ago.
Okay, forever ago. It was a highly critical album.
Yes, yeah. Someone just pointed out to me the other day that apparently Liz Phair used to come to parties at when I was in college that I used to go to. She was good friends from high school with a buddy of ours.
Oh, and, it goes with that.
Very different at the time. So,
well,
Guyville was probably, what, 25, 30 years ago? Right?
Yeah, definitely was. And she was like the progenitor for a lot of these women bands that came. You know, the Lilith Phair business and all that kind of stuff. She was the first.
She was like an indie rock star from Chicago, you know, running around with the Smashing Pumpkins and a lot of those other bands at the time that all kind of, you know, rose up in that, you know, late 80s, 90s time period around Lounge Acts and places like that in Chicago.
And she rocks, too.
Oh, yeah, she's great. Really good.
Let's hear Polyester Bride, Liz Phair, right here on Siouxland Public Media.
I should bother dating
Liz Phair, Siouxland Public Media, the B-sides, Blumberg, Bolin, and Bernstein here talking about Saturday in the Park. And every song has a story, Dave.
Every song has a story. That was a good one. Liz Phair came out of the Chicago around the time that I was there promoting shows for a few years after I was in school, the late 80s, early 90s. And that song makes a lot of references to Henry, who was a bartender at the Cabaret Metro, which still exists, and the Smart Bar, which is a great, great, great place. Just saw Black Pistol Fire there couple weeks ago, and so she writes about Henry and the advice Henry was giving
her. How come
her.
I don't know any of these bands that you're just
firing
off like a machine gun? And
I somehow
Dave gets around, doesn't
I
he?
I get around. I didn't want to say that. Thanks, John.
You should be part of the B-sides, man.
I could fill in.
Yeah, you could definitely fill in. Well, coming up next, let's have a little more George Thorogood and a little bit more Michigan Rattlers right here on Siouxland Public Media. The B-sides.
Yes. Yes, dear. Yes, I'm listening. Oh, I heard every word you said, honey. Yes. Yes, dear. Oh, I agree, you're right. Yeah, you're always right, baby. Yes, dear.
Got a cigarette in my mouth. Yeah, I just got back to town this morning. Left a pretty girl in the sun. Left my blood on the roses. Well, I'm down to the filter. Wish I had another one. Yeah, I'm down to the filter. Wish I had another one. And I miss late night cigarette talk. Waking up and putting on my clothes. Yeah, them streets look empty. They look empty out now. And it's cold outside this morning, but it's gonna warm up by midday. Yeah, there's only so much, so much a man can take. Yeah, there's only so much, so much a man can take. Yeah, and I miss late night cigarette talk. Train picks me up and takes me home. Just my guitar and my records I got waiting on me. Sitting scratched up on the shelf like a dog that ain't got no name. Man, I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling bad myself. Yeah, I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling bad myself. Back on to me.
Michigan Rattlers on Siouxland Public Media, the B-sides with Bolin and Blumberg. Dave Bernstein, co-founder of Saturday in the Park, is with us this evening, 1 week before the big show. And if you have time, if you're at the big show next week and you want to take a break for an hour, you can listen to the B-sides at 6 o'clock. Hey, you know, you want to take a little break?
Are you going to be here?
Yeah, so are you.
Run home, take a quick shower, listen to the B-sides,
yeah,
and then run back in time for Thurgood.
Well, you know what you can also do? Kaywood has an app that you can download and on your phone or whatever and listen to us anywhere that you want.
Including at Saturday in the Park.
Yeah.
Since we have Wi-Fi up there.
Yes, exactly.
Unless it crashes after 10,000 people try to get on it all at once, which happens.
I don't know about that.
Maybe some of you will do it from up there. You never know.
Yeah, one day we will. We'll be on the big stage, you and me, Johnny.
We'll be Dave's on the going, big stage. Yeah, whatever. Let's keep the show going with you guys. Whatever.
Well,
you're
you don't have to make a commitment. I was just suggesting.
Oh, I'll come in. I'm not talking about me.
Let's hear some. We wanted to go back to some years before, so we've got something queued up here from a guy that I really love from Fort Worth, Texas. Seen him many times. Saw him at Saturday in the Park. It's Delbert McClinton. Never been rocked enough.
I watch you come in here night after night. You sit over in the corner where there ain't no light. You got a beautiful smile, but you don't have fun. Something about you, baby, been left undone. You've been over here in the dark so long. Pull no punch, I don't play no games. It ain't none of my business, but it seems a shame. Now I can't hold back, I got to speak my mind. You look like a woman that needs a real good time. Man.
I want a man to rock me like my backbone was his own. And darling, I know you can. Believe me when I tell you, you could love me like a man. I want a man to hold me, not some fool to ask me why. And I need someone to love me. And darling, I know you can. Don't you put yourself above me. You just love me like a man. We'll be right back.
Siouxland Public Media, it's the B-Sides. Blumberg, Bolin, Dave Bernstein talking about next week's festival, Saturday in the Park. So who are you going to have next year?
I wish I knew.
Trust me,
the single most stressful thing in my life is who's going to play next year. I am more motivated than anybody on the planet to come up with someone.
Do you start the day after?
Huh?
Do you start on Sunday?
Oh, we're already working on
it. Oh, you're working on it?
Already for next year.
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
30, yeah.
Yeah, we just got to lock someone in. I mean, we started early this year. We started probably September. I knew I was in trouble about 6 weeks out, maybe 5 weeks ago, when I walked into the UPS store and ran into two people I didn't really know that knew me, and they said, hey, when are you going to announce a lineup? It's getting pretty late. And I'm like, I can't go anywhere. And you get an ulcer, you know. I mean, that really does eat at you.